What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Only on Money FM 89.3.
You, I'm sure, know that you can use your CPF to invest in the stock market and in financial instruments. All this under the CPF investment scheme.
And you're a fan of this, aren't you, Elliot?
I did that before purchasing my flat. Took out a sum of money to invest. Hopefully it'll grow. And then later on, it'll just go back into CPF. It's still useful.
Yeah, well, I can imagine many of you have done similar things with the CPF money. Generally, CPF members who invested in funds that are part of the CPF investment scheme or Central Provident Fund investment scheme reaped average returns of 0.62% in the second quarter of this year.
Unit Trust delivered a return of 0.64% on average, while investment-linked insurance products, or ILPs, averaged a 0.6% return. Among CPFIS funds, equity funds managed a return of 0.88%, mixed asset funds rose 0.52%, and money market funds inched up 0.23%.
Right, Elliot. So a lot of numbers, right? So we've got to take this into context with some benchmarks. So during this same period, we saw the MSCI All Country Asia ex Japan Index dropped 1.54%. So against this benchmark, in a nutshell, most of the funds did okay and were quite resilient. Mm-hmm. What didn't do so well were the bonds. Bond funds gave a negative 0.41% return against the benchmark FTSE World Government Bond Index, which actually rose 0.49%.
Thank you for all that, Ryan, all these percentages. But we know we've got to get a little deeper into it. And to help us along is Zev Feng, who's the head of Asia Pacific Research at Thomson Reuters Lipper. By the way, Thomson Reuters Lipper has been appointed to monitor the performance of all unit trusts and investment-linked insurance products included under the CPF Investment Scheme, or CPFIS. Zev Feng, good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi there. Good morning.
Can you talk us through the role of your company, Thomson Reuters Lipper, in CPFIS? And what do you hope to achieve from tracking these funds?
Actually, my parent company, Thomson Reuters, owns various financial tools and also segments. Actually, I'm come from Lipper. Lipper is a U.S. company based. Actually, we collect global funds. We track over 200,000 funds globally. Mm-hmm. So we have a very good and a very detailed global database. And Thomson Reuters Lipper, actually, we several years ago, we started to have a collaboration with CPF Board, MS, and Leah. We help them to track the CPF funds, IS. And currently, we track, because every quarter, every month will be different. Some will be in, some will be out. Mm-hmm. So currently, at the end of June of this year, actually, we track about 254 funds is under CPF.
Zev, could you walk us through some of the funds that are included under the CPFIS?
Oh, actually, under the CPFIS scheme, actually, there are different kinds of assets. Okay. We got equity type, bond type, money market type, etc. And there are two key different types. One is unit trust. One is another investment-linked products.
Okay.
So, and under the different assets, there are different classification. Mm-hmm. For example, like equity type, we got equity US, equity Europe, mm-hmm. equity Singapore, equity Indonesia, etc. So, actually, there are very variety of selection for investor to do their allocation in your pension scheme.
And how's the performance over the second quarter? Could you describe it for us?
Yeah, although Elia and Ryan and Yasmin, you just mentioned about the average of the return for CPF, but actually it's a simple average. It means that all together. But if we look into the detail of different sector, actually you will see they are very volatile for the performance of the funds. For example, like information and tech, this sector is actually really quite outperform for the past quarter. The average return is around 10%. And equity US, equity Europe, actually the average return is over 6% for the past quarter. However, if you look at like in equity Indonesia, equity Thailand, for example, like equity Thailand, actually for the past quarter, it dropped almost 10%. Mm-hmm. So you can see that even the same sectors, but the different sectors, you will see is quite volatile. Mm. So we just do a simple average to help investors to easily understand how's the average overall CPF's the performance, but you still need to look at the detail of the different sector and the changes.
All right, Zef, of course, as an investor, you can choose what funds you want.
Yeah, correct.
So Zef Feng, head of Asia-Pacific Research at Thomson Reuters Lipper with us. So let's walk through, you mentioned IT and tech were some of the top performers. What was driving this strong performance?
Yeah, I think you can see that we all care about those AFNG stocks like Amazon, Facebook, etc. I believe that it is the driver still like U.S. tech sectors. It's really quite strong, like NASDAQ, NASDAQ S&P. Those key drivers, actually, they still hit a record high. Mm. Even the market is quite volatile, but we still see those key technology enterprise, actually, they deliver very good earnings and also the very good stock price.
Yeah. Okay.
So IT and tech did well. What didn't do well were bonds. So just a quick recap of the numbers. Overall, it gave a negative return of 0.41% against the benchmark FTSE World Government Bond Index that actually rose 0.49%. Why did bonds not do so well?
Actually, it's a comparison. Of course, if we saw the equity type, if they outperform or deliver positive return, if we see the bond type, actually the bond fund manager, they also do the allocation for our bonds. And also the bonds price and the interest rate price goes reverse. For example, if Fed fund rate goes up, they do the interest rate hike, then the bond price will drop. That's the basic concept. So the fund manager, when they do the bond fund allocation, when they buy the funds, if the price is too high, when they sell, is the price drop. So they will still experience some loss. Mm. So it's not means that the bond fund will absolutely deliver positive. It's more not volatile like equity type, but it's still some possibility that the fund manager will lose the money. So actually, I would say, I think FOMC's further interest rate hike is very important, especially there was over 90% probability that perhaps the FOMC will do the interest rate hike in September.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that to us, Zev Feng, head of Asia-Pacific Research at Thomson Reuters Lipper. You know, Zev, you can't pass a day without looking at a headline about a trade war. Mm-hmm. Honestly, can you share your thoughts on how these ongoing trade wars could perhaps impact the CPFIS funds?
Yeah, it's like a drama, right?
Yeah, it is.
So every day, I think everybody's paying attention to how the trade war goes.
Yeah.
And also, people would like to know who's the winner, who's the fight. But I believe that there's no absolute winner. We only can see that the market reacts. Mm. So I would say that we still need to pay attention to, especially Mr. Trump has a different point of view every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe we need to watch out for this development. But I believe that the overall economy is the most important than the trade war.
Okay. But besides just keeping a lookout for what President Trump has to say on a daily basis, can you give some advice on what investors should do to protect themselves from potential fallout from this trade war?
Yeah. Under different circumstances and issues, actually, I believe the most important is that it's doing your own allocation. Mm. Because this year or next year, we will experience or encounter the different issues. However, the most important that no matter what issues you encounter, the allocation is the most important. It means that, for example, if you are doing CPF investment, you cannot be too risky because it is your pension. It's very, very long term. Mm. And you have to do contribution every month. You cannot stop, right? So I believe you cannot always, you know, just put on like a very risky asset type.
Sure.
You still need to do like a mixed asset type, bond type, etc. to do a mixed allocation. Then it will keep your allocations more protective. This is very important.
Yeah. Zev, last question for you before we let you go. What else could affect the CPFIS performance for the rest of the year?
Yeah, of course, the market status is important, currency, etc. So it depends on different sectors, different asset type, under different circumstances, will have a variety. For example, actually, I do the calculation that is quite nice that from Q2 of 2016 to Q4 of 2017.
Yeah.
Actually, the overall CPF hit a record of a consecutive 7-quarter positive return. It's quite good. So, I mean, the experience a little bit slightly dropped down in Q1, but it goes back in Q2. So I believe every quarter we will review the CPF funds, and also the CPF board will help investors to do some allocation in this pool.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Zev Feng, head of Asia-Pacific Research for Thomson Reuters Lipper.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.